Debt of Honor by Tom Clancy. This book is read by John MacDonald. A man's character is his fate. Heraclitus. Prologue. Sunset, sunrise. In retrospect, it would seem an odd way to start a war. Only one of the participants knew what was really happening, and even that was a coincidence. The property settlement had been moved up on the calendar due to a death in the attorney's family, and so the attorney was scheduled for a red-eye flight 2 hours from now to Hawaii. It was Mr. Yamada's first property closing on American soil, though he owned many properties in the continental United States. The actual title transfer had always been handled by other attorneys, invariably American citizens who had done precisely what they'd been paid to do, generally with oversight by one of Mr. Yamada's employees. But not this time. There were several reasons for it. One was that the purchase was personal and not corporate. Another was that it was close, only 2 hours by private jet from his home. Mr. Yamada had told the settlement attorney that the property would be used for a weekend getaway house. With the astronomical price of real estate in Tokyo, he could buy several hundred acres for the price of a modestly large penthouse apartment in his city of residence. The view from the house he planned to build on the promontory would be breathtaking. A vista of the blue Pacific, other islands of the Marianas Archipelago in the distance, air as clean as any on the face of the earth. For all those reasons, Mr. Yamada had offered a princely fee, and done so with a charming smile.